ओम शांति। वेलकम टू मधुबन योर होम। यस, सम हैव अराइव्ड यस्टरडे, सम हैव अराइव्ड डे बिफोर यस्टरडे। या सो टू बी बैक होम इन बाबाज लैप, इट फील्स सो गुड, राइट? सो सेफ, सो हैप्पी, सो ब्लिसफुल and carefree. You don't have to worry. You don't have to do a lot of things. Just a student life has begun for at least a couple of days now. Right? So this is the magic of Baba's knowledge, Baba's family, and the system that Baba has made. Yeah. When we speak of meditation, you know, when we introduce meditation to the outsiders, to the newcomers, what do we say? It's an easy Raja Yoga meditation. It's an easy Raja Yoga meditation, we say. Because other people, they speak of meditation or yoga, Hatha yoga or other types of yogas, but here we say it's easy Raja Yoga meditation, and everything is easy. Do you find it easy? Yes? Little easy, not completely easy. Yeah, the method of meditation is easy, right? Because on the path of devotion, to find God, they have been doing lot of penance, lot of troubles they have been taking, they have been going on pilgrimages, lot of fasting and all, lot of things they have been doing to meet God. But now here Baba says, to meet me, to have communication with me, it's easy. Right? It's simple. Because why is simple? It's because He is our Father. He is our Father. To meet our Father, to speak to our Father, it's a easy way of, it's a communication of the mind and intellect with Baba. That's easy. But as we go along, as we follow the Brahmin life, sometimes, you know, we feel it a little bit difficult, a little bit, you know, problematic, a little bit, you know, obstructed, sort of stuck somewhere. Because, you know, somewhere that natural flow of energy is not, you know, going. And that we need to understand how, because when the Almighty Authority, who is the truth, He says it's the easy thing to do, but why is it becoming difficult for us? Right? There is truth in whatever Baba says. Baba says it's easy, but we are making it difficult somewhere. Why? Because this is a confluence, no? This is a confluence of old sanskars and the new sanskars, the old world and the new world. When there's a S-curve at the thing, you know, chaotic thing, there's also the old one and the new one. So the intellect, the sanskar, the old sanskars are there, but we are renewing it. We are regenerating it. So that chaos is always there because we are, it's a bit difficult for us to let go of the old and completely adopt to the new one. So we need to learn to let go of the old things that we are holding on to. And the first and foremost and very important thing, which is very deep in us, in our sanskars, the old sanskar. Which is it? We're trying to let go of it, but you know, sometimes it pops up. What's that? Huh? Yeah? Five ices. That's a big thing. What's the thing that we are trying to let go of it, but you know, in between it pops up. And in Sakar Murli Baba, time and again he speaks of these things. This particular weakness. Body consciousness. Right? Our first lesson is soul. To be in the soul consciousness. And the last lesson is also that. Right? So we need to make this lesson firm of being soul conscious. Because the body consciousness, time and again, why does it pop up? Because it's with us for half a kalpa now. It's with us for half a kalpa. And we are attached to this body and the five elements in a very deeper level. So we have that awareness. We are reminded of that time and again. Baba says this again and again. But again, throughout the day, how many times do we practice that? Even when we meditate, are we very clear of what we are? Are we very clear about it? Because when we meditate, we use visualizations, right? Visualization plays a very important role during meditation. So, when we say that I am a pure soul, what do you visualize? Are you still in the body? Still, you know, in the clutches of five elements of the body, or just have you got detached from the consciousness of the body and have that complete clear visualization of I being a pure soul? You know? Okay, on the thinking level we think that I am a pure soul, I am a powerful soul, I am an elevated, whatever. But are we able to see it clearly through the intellect, eye of the intellect? Yes? No? Yes? If we don't have that practice, we need to start practicing it. Because when we visualize it, we can feel it. We can feel the soul, we can feel the energy of the soul, we can feel the purity of the soul. We can feel it. So visualization is very much necessary. Only if we think I'm a soul, so you know, we are still not gone out of the body thing. The gravity, it is gravitating, you know, the five elements are, you know, pulling us back. So we need to come above this and practice to be soul conscious in meditation. And that's what Baba says, now consider yourself to be a soul and then remember me. So when I consider myself to be a soul, visualize and experience that energy of the soul, then automatically I'll be pulled. Automatically I'll be pulled by Baba. You know, otherwise, that magnet is not able to pull me. Is not able to attract me. So why am I not getting attracted towards Baba? It's because there is rust here of body consciousness. Right? So that we need to practice again and again. And many people have been to you talking about this in many of the classes, you know. Like at least for, okay, morning and evening we do that, but in between drops of time, 1 minute, half a minute, just visualizing to be a soul and then coming to the work, coming in the action, that really helps a lot, that really recharges the soul. And this is very much necessary. This life becomes much more easier that way, because you know, during the work, during the throughout the day, when we are working and we are doing things, the battery of the soul gets drained out. So when I charge it again and again by stabilizing in soul conscious stage, then that energy remains for a longer time. And this is the root cause for peace and happiness. Right? As Baba says, body consciousness is the root cause for sorrow. Right? So then we need to change that. Soul consciousness is the root cause to happiness. Somewhere we are stuck. Somewhere we are, something is wrong. We need to check within ourselves. Am I practicing being soul conscious? Yeah. And whatever problems comes in with us, in our lives, whether it's a relationship issue, whether it's a sanskar, clashes of sanskars or conflicts of sanskars or any types of issues, main thing is charge your battery of the soul. And then when I see other person as a soul, automatically, you know, something happens, some magic happens. What does that magic happen? When some clashes is going on, or some, you know, clashes of sanskars, conflict of sanskar is going on, the moment I am aware that that person is also a soul, something happens in my awareness. Something happens. What is that? What is it that happens? The awareness of eternity. Eternity comes in. You know? I am a soul who is eternal. That person is also a soul who is eternal. So now my intellect is not stuck only in present, but its view widens. Right? And I see the past, present and future. You know? Might be I'm not able to see it clearly, but at least that understanding is there. We have been round the cycle. Somewhere we have met, you know. And now it's a karmic account that we need to clear. That awareness of eternity, awareness of unlimitedness comes. And then, you know, to solve such problems, it becomes much more easier. You know. Many a times in the Laukic world, why does life becomes difficult? It's because we start to blame others for the consequences that are happening in our lives. It's because of this person it's happening. It's because of that person this is happening in my life. And after understanding Baba's knowledge, what do we say? What do we say? It's drama, okay. It's drama. But again, again, whatever is happening in my life, who's responsible for that? Who's responsible for that? Drama is responsible for that? I and me alone is responsible for whatever is happening in my life, right? we start to take up the responsibility of our own lives. So then, whatever is happening, then I put the blame on myself. Oh, pity me. It's because of me. Self-pity? No. It's the awareness that, okay, it's some karma that I have done in the past that's popping up now. So I need to clear it. On the basis of that understanding, the moment I'm aware of it, Baba automatically gives me that power to face it. Why are we not able to face the consequences, the situation? Is because I'm not aware of it. The moment I'm aware, that's what Baba says, put on the switch of awareness. The moment I'm aware, then Baba, I connect myself to Baba, and Baba gives that power to face those situations. Right? So the more stronger the soul conscious stage is, more powerful, the deeper the awareness is, and more powerful our consciousness becomes. And there is stability. There is no upheaval. There is no stability. The depth of understanding is there. You know? And secondly, which is more important to make Brahmin life easy and simple, is to understand the importance of the present time. Right? To be aware of, we know the importance of the present time and the importance of Baba's knowledge, importance of whatever he is giving us. We know that, but are we constantly aware of it? Are we constantly aware of the fortune that I am receiving? How fortunate we are compared to others in the world. So when we are constantly aware of our fortune and the importance of the present time, there are no margins of me getting pulled or attracted towards anything which is Kali Yugi. Attracted towards the Iron Age world. Baba asks us to do certain things, to renounce certain things, to do certain things, but by renouncing such things, while renouncing it, or whilst, you know, letting go of those things from our lives, are we becoming heavy? Or somewhere in the heart, say, oh, can I hold on to this, please? Baba, please, can I hold on to this, please? And let go of other things. So if there is little bit of attachment towards anything which is Kali Yugi, means that I have not understood my future fortune, my bhagya. The only way to gain that fortune, because it's not magic, right? It's not just like a lottery. We need to earn our fortune. We are earning it. Whoever does it will earn it. Right? So if I'm doing certain thing, if I'm renouncing certain things in my life, I know the result of this, what it's going to be. What is going to be? Right? So when I know the result, then it's easier for me to let go of this. And the thing is, it's guaranteed. The result is guaranteed. It's not uncertain. Oh, whether I will get it or not. It's not uncertain. It's guaranteed. It's confirmed that if I do this here, I'll definitely get it. But leave alone the full future in the next birth. But at least in this birth, you know, when we renounce certain things, what do we get? You know, sometimes we don't have to worry of the future, of the next birth. At least in this birth, people say, just eat, drink and make merry. Enjoy in the present time. You know. For us also it's like that. If I do it here only, here itself I'm getting that result, return of it. Right? And what is that return that I'm receiving? What's the return that we are receiving? Happiness, yes. And? Happiness, do you think happiness by itself is independent or it's a byproduct of something else? Happiness by itself is it independent or a byproduct of something else? Byproduct of what? Of? Joy? I would always say happiness is a byproduct of our powers. If you don't have power to tolerate, will you be happy? Will you be happy? In small things you are not able to tolerate. You're cribbing. You're getting frustrated. Will you be happy? If we don't have the power to decide, will you be happy? No. Happiness is always the byproduct of the inner strength that I'm having. The more powerful I am, more happier I will be. It's just like if my immune system, you know, is good, if my immunity level is higher, I'm protected by the bacteria which are surrounding. Right? So in the same way, my immune system of the soul is the powers that I experience. How powerful I become, how strengthened I become, like, you know, how strong I become with all these powers that Baba speaks of. So this happiness automatically comes when the life is there, when we are strong, when we are powerful. So the second thing, to be more simple, I was saying that to understand the present time and to understand the importance of Baba's knowledge and Baba's teachings and to incorporate that, then life becomes much more easy. You know, especially in this atmosphere, it's easier because everyone is flowing, is going in the same flow. Everyone is waking at Amrutvela, listening to the Murli class, having pure food, and the environment is there. But in the Laukik world, when we have to live with the Laukik people who don't have knowledge, then a little bit of challenge is there. Right? So then, there is a tendency, there are chances that sometimes I let loose of my things. So when I understand how fortunate I am, how much, you know, important I am, what is the time that's I'm going through, then I always have the understanding of, okay, this is not what I want to do. This is what I want to do. So that clarity is there, then life becomes easier. Life becomes easier. But when that S-curve, you know, the old sanskar and the new sanskar clashes, then it's a bit difficult. So that's why Baba says, hold on to it. And that's why Baba says, listen to the Murali every day. Be in the company of Brahmins. And why? Because again and again we are pulled towards Baba's knowledge and Baba's world and Baba's things together. And thirdly, which is very much important, to make the Brahmin life easier is, you know, sometimes there are times when we just want, it's becoming harder. The Brahmin life is becoming harder because whatever Baba says, the principles, the disciplines, I'm not able to follow to a certain extent. And it's, you know, I'm pulling myself along and life is becoming difficult. At that time, I would just like to suggest that just hang around with Brahmins. The company will make a lot of difference. Lot of difference. Many times, when there are many things happening in life, we can't meditate. The link is not being forged, and in a bad mood, and there's a lot of things going on. So at least if you're not able to meditate, if you're not able to connect with Baba, but at least when we hang around with Brahmins, involved in one or the other type of service, you know, so that will save us from getting pulled towards the other world. Taking, that is what Baba says, take the help of the family. If you're not able to take the help of Baba directly, because that link is not there, but take the help of the family. What's the family for? Family is there to give and take, to have the feeling of belongingness, to support each other in this journey of life. Right? So when we take support, even if I'm not able to do many things, but at least physical karma yoga I can do. Something, we get involved with service, and that will really help. Yeah? And that's where Baba says, haddi seva, means give your bones in service. As we do that physical service for Baba's yagya, the mind also starts to get concentrated or go towards Baba. If that is difficult, go the other way. You know, if I'm not able to connect from here, at least physically I'm getting connected with Baba's yagya. So getting here connected constant, then it will come up till here. And that's Baba says, na, become sahyogi first to become a yogi. Sayogi and yogi, they are rhyming words, right? Sayogi is becoming cooperative. And then when you are cooperative for a long period of time, then you automatically become a yogi. So if it's becoming difficult for you to become a yogi, be a sayogi. Become cooperative in Baba's service. Some or the other way. Whoever, in whichever way that you can afford to. And then, it's, you know, it's always the karma, no? How much ever I put into Baba's yagya, the return Baba will give us. And somewhere, and then the love and the connection is bound there. The connection is there, then Baba is bound to help me. Is bound to help me. You know? Dadi is here. Dadi aane wale hai? Okay. She's taking around here. She wants to come? Sister Dorothy? She's taking around there. She wants to say, just come and say hello. Everyone will be happy. She's just behind the hall there. So see, this is your fortune. This is the fortune. To have dadis around, to have seniors around is such a fortune. To looking at them itself, you know, it becomes an easy yoga. You know, you don't have to make efforts. When they are around, automatically we get connected with Baba. It's their energy, it's their power, it's their tapasya that happens, which helps us. Okay. Until Dadi comes, let's see. Okay, if you want to ask anything, you just raise your hands and you can ask. Otherwise, I'll be going on. Yeah? I'll be continuing. And the next thing that really holds me on to the Yajna and Baba's knowledge is the love. Is the love for Baba, it's the love for the Yajna, is the love for Baba's teachings. Baba says, when there is mohabbat, then there is no mehnat. Means when there is love, there is no labor. That is not coming? Okay. And she's meeting in the evening anyway. So when we have love, life becomes easier. And to do other things is also, it's very easy to tolerate, to face, to, you know, to, everything becomes much more easier when we have that unconditional love. Love towards whom? Unconditional divine love of the soul to the soul, right? So firstly, how much do we love ourselves? How much do we love ourselves? How much do you love yourself? Little. How much do you love yourself? What's the answer? It should be, but dash dash dash. How much do we love ourselves? It fluctuates. Yeah? Loving myself means what? Loving myself means what? Yes. Yeah. When we were in the Laukik world, we used to love our body. Right? So we used to take care of the body very well. All those things. Okay. After having this knowledge, okay, we need to take care of our body. It's not that we don't have to. We should be taking care of our body. Because without the body, either soul can't do anything. So, but I need to love the soul also, right? Loving the soul means, loving myself means doing the things that uplifts the soul. Uplifts the soul in a long run. Not instant benefits, but for a long, in a long run, what is it that's benefiting the soul? What is it that's uplifting the soul? What is it that the soul is really craving for? Give that. You know? The soul is craving for Baba's love, the deep knowledge, the deep realization, the, you know, whatever the soul is craving for. You know? Try to understand that and to nourish the soul with those things. To nourish the soul with such things. To do that, might be we will have to renounce many other things. To nourish the soul with Baba's energy, with the things, might be in the physical world I will have to renounce some things. I will have to do certain things. That's okay. Complete focus is on myself. Right? So status-wise, I'll have to renounce. Position-wise, I'll have to renounce something. Some things I'll have to let go of to give importance to these things. And this confluence age is the only time that we can do that. For the whole kalpa, we have been doing all those things. All that physical task, taking care of that relationship, holding on to the position, post, thing, status and all those things. Buildings, many things and, you know. All these things we have been doing for the whole kalpa. But in this one birth, can I not let go of all those things? Become a caterpillar in a cocoon. And just nourish it. You know? And let go of all other things. Yeah? Because complete attention is here, it's easier to let go of those things. If I'm clinging on to those things, then again here, I'm not able to fulfill that energy, that nourishment is not able, cannot happen. Right? So when Baba says of renunciation, it's not just the renunciation of, you know, whatever the Kaliyugi things that I was holding on to, the food pattern or the lifestyle things or anything, but also here, after becoming a Brahmin, I will have to renounce many other things also. Many other things also. But when the main focus is on the nourishment of the soul, so it's easier. You know, I know that this is the only time that I have got to be with Baba. Enjoy Baba's company. When I enjoy that Baba's company and enjoy being with Baba, nothing other things matter. None of the other things matter. Because you know, when two people are in love, you know, they face so many things. They have to go against their family just to be together. But now here, I want to be with Baba. Other things doesn't matter. But when I enjoy that love, loving and nourishing myself and loving that Baba, when I experience the ocean of love, you know, then whatever hardship that I have to go through in my life, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I know what I'm receiving. I know what I'm experiencing. Internally, I'm full. So that love for the self, love for Baba. Baba says when you have love for Baba, then you have love for his Murli, his teachings. It's not just, oh, I love Baba, I love Baba, I love Baba, but I'm not following his Srimad, I'm not following his directions. No, when I love Baba, I value his words. I give weightage to His words. Yes, this is what Baba wants me to do. So in that type of understanding and that type of love that we have, whatever other people say, want me to do, I would say, no, this is not what Baba wants me to do. So just focus on what is it that Baba wants me to do. Just listen to Him. And when I see what Baba's Srimad is, what Baba wants me to do, then I don't value the other things that are, you know, manmat, parmat, what Baba says. Yeah? I stick to it and then it's easier. Yeah? Because in my life, it's just Baba. And Baba means the system that He has created. It doesn't mean, okay, if my senior is saying something, if I say, okay, I'm not getting the intuition from Baba, this is not Baba. No. Baba has created the system. I have an instrument that Baba has given me. So when an instrument is saying something, I need to follow it, because when an instrument is saying, it's the words of Baba for me. And also many times, you know, in certain situations, we feel that these things are not going okay. Something is wrong. Some things are going wrong. But then we need to have love for the drama as well. Having love for the self, love for Baba, it's easy. But do we love the drama? Do we love our roles that we are in? Do we love the roles that we are playing in the drama? Yes? Yes? Should be, but what's happening? What's happening? Wherever we are, however we are, whatever role we are playing, are you satisfied? Do you love it? Do you accept it? 100%.
Well, if I say drama is accurate,
yes.
I accept it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, on the basis of knowledge to accept it, it's something, okay. But after understanding, accept with love. You know, okay, this is what I am. This is what Baba wants me to do. You know, this is what I'm offered. So, okay. So, acceptance, 100% acceptance of the drama, of the scenes in the drama that's happening. You know, because otherwise, if we don't accept the drama, there are a lot of questions that are coming up, that would come up. Why is it happening like this? This should not happen like that. That should not happen like this. This lot of confusions and lot of things will be caught up in many, many, many things. Just word drama. Put a full stop. Okay, whatever is happening in the drama is accurate. Might be, you know, my service colleagues or, you know, service companions, they gave some wrong decisions, or my instrument gave a wrong decision, or something, you know, something happened which I didn't like it. But am I in a position to accept that also? Am I in a position to accept that also, because I see there is benefit in the drama? In the confluence age, everything is beneficial. understanding that I need to let go of these things and just accept the scenes of the drama as they come. Because this confluence age, this birth of ours, the Brahmin birth of ours, is not the birth to achieve something, you know, in terms of worldly affairs or anything. But this is a time to clear our karmic account. Clear all old and create new. This is a process that's going on in our births now, in our lives now. So this Brahmin life is a life of clearing our karmic accounts. Right? So when we are clearing everything, we need to do it with happiness, with the understanding of clearing it, and we are becoming lighter. And we have karmic accounts more than the others, right? Because we have taken the most birth. 84 births we have taken, and the burden of 63 births is there. For some people, they have come, you know, they have taken 2 births, 3 births in this world. So they don't have so much of burdens piled up on their account, but we have the most because we have taken 84 and the burden of 63 is there. So most of the burden are on us. So, but the fortune is great, right? Because we have Baba with us. We have Baba with us, and Baba has chosen us. That is the greatest fortune. And Baba has seen something in each one of us. And that's why Baba has chosen us. Alright? So each one of us is a special soul. Each one of us is loved by God unlimitedly and unconditionally, right? So we are such fortunate souls. So have this awareness constantly that we are loved by Baba, we are chosen by Baba, we are unique souls, we are hero role players in the entire cycle. So when we boost up that intoxication in us, you know, who we are, who I am, then life becomes easy. You know, that intoxication is very much necessary. Constant intoxication as to who am I. Different things every day. Bring up different things. Bring up different awarenesses every day. And then see how your face would glow. Yeah? When we see dadis, they would be having a lot of pain in the body, but you know, the face is glowing. We can't see from their face. We can't understand how much pain they are going through. That's because the soul is experiencing so much of love and power from Baba. That constant intoxication is there. Who am I? Yeah? So then everything, because we have to clear it. It's our destiny. Without clearing, I can't go to Paramdham. Before going to Paramdham, I'll have to clear it. But the only difference, when I am merged in Baba's love, all this pain, I don't experience it so much. The pain is there in the body. There are problems in life, but the soul wouldn't experience so much pain and problems. Because the soul is under the canopy of Baba's love. Is surrounded by Baba's energy. Protected by Baba's energy. Yes. Is perfect. Because nothing happens without a reason. Nothing happens without a reason. Even if I'm going on a road, you know, on a footpath, if some biker comes and, you know, just hits me, there are 10 other people walking on the pavement. You know, that biker, he didn't come intentionally, but he lost his balance at that time and he came and hit me. It was an accident. But why did he hit me only, not others there around? Why did that happen? It had a reason, right? It has a reason. Was the reason? It was my karma with that person, right? So a few years ago, you know, might be like 10, 15 years ago, one of our Madhuban Nivasi, he met with an accident and he left body. And many of us in Madhuban Nivasis had a question. Why did this happen to a Madhuban Nivasi? He was a Kumar, you know. He was going, because Gansaror was under construction, it was new. And he was coming from Pandav Bhavan on a scooter to Gansarovar. And in the turn, he started to doubt whether is it this turn I have to take or other turn. And he started to look back. You know, by that time, in that turn, a bus came and hit him. Because it was a turning and he was not able to see the bus coming. Bus came and hit. And he left the body. Like, he was in ICU for 2-3 days in coma. And then he left body. And there was a storm. Like, you know, in the minds of Madhuban Nivasi, he was a pure Kumar dedicated to Baba. And this is not the type of death, you know, like expected of such thing. So then, it was Baba's season, you know, after a couple of days, Baba came. And because many had gone to Nirvair Bhai and asked, put up the same question, why did this happen to a surrendered Kumar, Madhuban Nivasi? And on behalf of all Madhuban Nivasis, Nirvair Bhai went and after Murli, Baba went up to Bab Dada and told Bab Dada, Baba, this is what happened. But all the Madhuban Nivasis are having a question. Why did this happen to a Madhuban Nivasi? Then Baba very sweetly smiled. And you know what he said? He said, it was this karmic account with that driver of the bus. And that place where he met with an accident. You know? So Baba will help us to some extent, you know? But we have to clear our accounts. Yeah? So nothing happens without a reason. If something happening is in my life, it has a reason. Might be, yes, with that person also some karmic account. Or some account, sometimes, you know, it's not that, okay, I have done something wrong to this person in one of my previous birth, and that will happen again, come back from him only, from that person only. It is not necessary that way. Because I have done something wrong, that can come from anywhere else also. Anywhere else also. But I will have to bear the fruit of my actions in one way or the other. And the three ways that Baba has spoken, how to clear our karmic accounts. Right? One is having deep meditation. When we are in seed stage, not a superficial meditation or in a thing, but seed stage. That I am a point of light and completely I'm connected with Baba. That is a seed stage, volcanic stage, that we use, seed stage. When we are in seed stage, then our, you know, it's burnt. The vices are burnt. The things are burnt. That is one of the ways to burn our negative karma. And the second thing is by our physical sickness. Through our physical sickness, we burn our thing. And thirdly, through our relationships. Bad relationships. Yeah. Conflicts, sanskar conflicts and all these things. You know. And we hurt each other with through our words and all these things happens. So these are the three ways that we have to clear. The best way is to experience that seed stage. And it burns very quickly also. Yeah. So these are the three ways. Yeah. Might be. No, different things for different people. You know, according to their roles. You know, might be he had finished the karmic con with that body. Might be the next body was ready for him, the soul to go. So the soul goes to the next body. Takes up a next body and then, you know, then a different level of service happens in that place also. This is a different level of service and that's a different level of service that happens there. Baba had never told about those things. Whatever I would say would be my mere guess. Right? I don't have proof of it. Right? Whatever I would be saying is just my imagination. And Baba never told anything about it. But all, on a whole, each one of us take 84 births. Means the Brahmins who came at the beginning of the Golden Age, they would take 84 births. So by and large we know. So we don't have to go into each and every specific things. What does that matter? Whether it was his 83rd birth or 84th birth or 85th birth. You know, it doesn't matter to us. Right? Okay, as a whole, Baba has given that knowledge. Okay, 84 births. For the souls who take birth from the golden age, starting of golden age. That's it. Right? So if we go into details, minute details, of it's confusing and you know, a lot of Maya comes in. When we are in a good mood, we have so many good, you know, loveful feelings for Baba. When we are in a bad mood, then we are, you know, having fight with Baba. Yes? And that's also love. Whom else would you fight with? There is a, you know, you can. Baba has given you that liberty. You can fight with Baba. That's okay. But just be with him. That's it. Yeah? Don't fight with others. Yeah? You fight with Baba.